This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. It's almost time for us to wrap up, but before we do that, we've got a couple more messages we want to highlight. One came in via WhatsApp.
Two came in via WhatsApp. Yeah. So this is from Fuk Yuan Lo. He said, I was in the same company. Ask that one. The same case, the manager sent to act like that, screaming at staff. I had my business paper torn right in front of me by the manager, and he said he can't make sense out of it. If I did a bad job of writing it badly, wouldn't that be his failure to guide to train me to be better? And that's the thing we talked about earlier on, yeah. You know, training the people that you have with you. Did a manager fail as well? The team couldn't deliver. Of course, you know. Then we had another comment here as well. Back to your story about the...
Glass cliff.
And it says, self-sacrifice just means... This is from Vincent Wong. Self-sacrifice just means you're the monkey that took up the job where the Caucasian don't want to do because we are desperate. Oh. So, Caucasian Richard, what do you have to say about that?
Thanks, Vincent, for putting me on the spot. You know. Anyway, I'm going to move swiftly along to our final story of today. But, you know, if you still have something to say and you want to feedback regarding that story, let us know. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. You've got a few minutes left of the show. Right, so some of you may have noticed that over the weekend you may have been logged out of your Facebook account or had trouble accessing it, and that's because there was yet another data breach affecting around 50 million users worldwide. So the European privacy watchdog could in fact fine Facebook as much as 1.63 billion for a data breach that was announced on Friday in which hackers compromised the accounts of more than 50 million users. If regulators find the company violated the bloc's strict new privacy law, you may have heard about this, the GDPR, which is the General Data Protection Regulation. So Ireland's Data Protection Commission, which is Facebook's lead privacy regulator in Europe, said Saturday that it had demanded more information from the company about the nature and the scale of the breach, including which EU residents might have been affected. In an email statement, the regulator said it is concerned at the fact that this breach was discovered on Tuesday and affects many millions of user accounts, but Facebook is unable to clarify the nature of the breach and the risk for users at this point. Now, for Facebook, of course, the breach is a significant blow to its efforts to regain trust after a series of privacy and security snafus that have riled users and lawmakers alike. Now, while there have been other recent breaches under the GDPR, and this is one I didn't know about, such as British Airways' disclosure in early September that hackers had for more than 2 weeks intercepted financial details of clients who had made bookings. Few, if any, had been on the scale of Facebook's privacy breach, but even so, if you know your credit card details have been pushed backwards and forwards, you'd want to know about it, right, as soon as possible. So the GDPR suggests that companies need to let people know within 72 hours under threat of a maximum fine. So companies that don't do enough to safeguard their users' data risk, a maximum fine of 20 million euros, so that's $23 million, or 4% of a firm's global annual revenue for the prior year, whichever is higher. Facebook's maximum fine, therefore, would be 1.63 billion using that larger calculation. Worried about this. It's not the first time this year. It's not the second time this year. I think we're on about the third or fourth time that they've had a breach.
But you know what they're saying? Facebook can argue that they invest heavily in like security and technology and preventing what's going on, but the hackers just get the better of them. I think what Facebook here needs to do to prevent this fine is just argue what they've done, the kind of safety measures that they've put in place, and they might not actually be fined that maximum amount of 1.6 billion.
There was a really good headline in the Guardian today. I think I read it out for you earlier, Ords, is that Facebook is no longer a social media entity. They are an empire, and it's time to strike back. I liked that. Right, it's time for us to wrap up very quickly before we move on to play you the Breakfast Grill replay. What do we have? What story did we cover so far? We started off, of course, with that story about the management horror story about how over the weekend a video surfaced of a manager screaming at her subordinates, allegedly because they hadn't met their sales targets. We wanted to hear your horror stories. We've had quite a few of those. If you did miss any part of the show, don't forget the podcast is available via the app at the Apple App Store or the Google Play, and you you can listen back at your leisure. We then moved on to
ways to counter that. 9 bad management mistakes that makes good people quit, and ways to overcome that, right?
Mm-hmm. Then problems that some female CEOs and Asian American CEOs are facing. After the glass ceiling comes the glass cliff. And this is when the glass cliff, of course, is being called into leading a failing company. And that is a precarious position.
And then how Facebook could face a potential $1.63 billion fine in Europe over a recent data breach. That's all the time we have for today. But don't forget, we'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place at noon. And coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it is the Breakfast Grill replay. How are logistic players upping their game with the rapid expansion of e-commerce? The Breakfast Grill spoke with Ng Chet Tiang, the CEO of Logistics Worldwide Express, and one of the founders of Malaysia's pioneer courier company, CityLink Express, on his strategy and perspective on the trends in the sector. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Frida Liu and Audrey Raj, this has been Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.